Thank you for a wonderful presentation as well. Good afternoon. As you've heard, my name is Slavko Hadžić. Some of previous speakers mentioned about meaning of their name, and I think that mine is quite interesting. I'll tell you why. So I'm coming from a communist atheist background. I'm from former Yugoslavia. It was a communist country, and my parents were communists and atheists, and they named me Slavko. I don't know if anyone here knows how to any of Slavic languages say glory to God. Anyone? Slava na Bog, Slava Bogu. So root of my name is Slava, which is glory. And Slavko is someone who gives glory, in my case, to God. So isn't it interesting that someone who is from communist background get that name? I believe that God's hand was upon me even from before than I was born. Thank you, Ruth, for a wonderful presentation. Ruth was giving also some numbers, some structure, how Langham preaching works. I will tell you a little bit about how somehow, who was still most of the life atheist, became Christian and then preacher, about the impact and influence that Langham preaching had in my life, about blessing and benefits which that brought to our local church and the country, about what's going in the region, about needs and the impact which Langham preaching is bringing. So, as I've already said, I was born in communist atheist family. That's how I was raised. That's what my parents taught me when I was a child. That's what I was taught in the school. Then 1992, you probably know and remember, terrible war started in my country, in Bosnia and Herzegovina. I was only 23 years old, and that was the first time in my life that I prayed. It was prayer which you can often hear that atheists are praying for first time. It was, God, if you exist, please help me now and show me what to do. God answered that prayer, and it took me few years to really first intellectually understand what Christianity is, what Jesus did for me, and then to accept him as a Lord and a Savior. During the war years, I left country. I left Bosnia and Herzegovina, former Yugoslavia. I ended up on Cyprus, and I promised to myself and to my wife that we will never in our life return to Bosnia. We were so hurt by the war, and we were very aware of history of wars on the Balkans and of possibility of some wars in the future. But then I became Christian, and I accepted Jesus as a Lord and a Savior. And I said to him, Jesus, from now on, let your will be done in my life and not mine. Soon after that, I heard him saying to me, I want you to go back to Bosnia to tell people there about me. It was not an easy decision. I was resisting, but at the end, thanks to God, by his grace and mercy, I surrender my will to his. And some 20 years ago, my family and me, we returned to Bosnia and Herzegovina. Needs in Bosnia were great. Before war, before 1992, there was just a handful of born-again Christians in all country. I'm speaking about less than 100 among 3.5 million population. We don't have time to explain you reason why it is that way, but just in one sentence, when the Reformation started 1517 or continued, maybe we had pre-reformers or but official date of Reformation 1517, Bosnia was already under the Ottomans. And Reformation and Gospel didn't penetrate at that time Bosnia at all till late 19th century. And then we had 50 years of communism. So 1992, less than 100 believers with not single indigenous leader. We had some pastors and leaders from Croatia, from Serbia. When war started, they all left the country. And now I was back, and through the war, God did amazing things in Bosnia and Herzegovina. We are still there waiting for revival, but small awakening happened there. And number of Christians grew to up to 1,000. And there were now suddenly over 20 local churches with need for leadership. And all people who were leading churches were local people, Bosnian people, with nothing of formal Christian training or education. I came back to my country with great zeal for the gospel, for evangelism, but I didn't know anything. I started to attend Bible school, and as need for leadership was big, I immediately started parallel to serve in the church. I was learning about preaching from my pastor, and I was giving my best. Soon I became associate pastor, then after that I moved to Sarajevo, 2003, and started pastoring church there. 5 years later, I became senior pastor of the church who was preaching every Sunday. I attended my first Lankan preaching training. It happened in Croatia, and few of us from Bosnia were invited there. I went to Croatia, and my preaching, I can say, was literally transformed. I was preaching already almost every Sunday for 5 years, and I'm really thankful to God, that in His grace and mercy, people stayed in the church, and I guess that quite few times He had to close their eyes on some things which I was saying. I really, from that first seminar of Lankam, I realized that I'm missing something, especially in preparation and in the delivery of my sermons. Ruth was mentioning about 5 areas that we focus on. And one was building convictions, the last one was building character and integrity of the preacher, but middle 3 has to do with preparation of the sermon. And at our seminars, we are teaching people of importance, but also giving them tools and skills that their sermons are faithful, relevant, and clear. Faithful to text, relevant to audience, and clear to listeners. When I look back at my sermons before, then I started to learn some more things through Lankam, I can say that my weakest part was faithfulness to text. How I would prepare a sermon? I would come with some idea, okay, Sunday is coming, I have to preach. What should I preach? Then I will get idea. Okay, this is needed. This is what people need to hear. Okay, what shall I say? Then I will make some structure, what I want to teach them, what I want them to hear, what I shall say. And then at the end, I will open the Bible and look for verses to support my sermon and what I want to say. And there is great danger in that. In the best case, which I hope that most often was happening with me, you preach biblical truths, even maybe you are sometimes not aware where they are coming from, but they are biblical truths. Or you can speculate, but in worst case, it can lead to heresy. So it's very dangerous. The other 2 areas are not less dangerous. If sermon is faithful, and if it is relevant, but if it is not clear, that means that no one understands. It's boring. People will fall asleep. No one can benefit. Only hopefully preacher, he should understand what he is speaking about. Or the 3rd one, relevance. It has to speak into the lives of the people. It can be very faithful from the text. Sermon can be coming from the Bible. It can be very clear. People can understand, but it's not about them. It's not contextualized, it's not relevant to them. What good can it bring? It can bring intellectual information, people can learn something, but it will not bring transformation. And that's what preaching biblical sermons is about, to bring transformation into the lives of the people. And that's what we are trying to equip preachers to do even better. My journey with Lancome after that first seminar in 2008, I went through all three seminars to full cycle. And after first seminar, we formed first ever preachers club in Sarajevo in Bosnia. And some of best sermons came out of that preachers club. Few of us who went through Lancome training, we invited other preachers from the town, and on monthly basis, we would sit down, study the text, and prepare the sermons. After I completed full cycle, I invited director of Lancome Preaching for Europe and Caribbean to come to do training in Bosnia, in Sarajevo, Mark Menel. He came, and the next three trainings, I was his translator. So first, I was learning by listening as participant, then I was learning by translating, and I became really familiar with back then we had some curriculum, now is learning outcomes, but I became familiar. And I asked Mark at one moment, Mark, can I use this to teach in our Bible school? Of course, he agreed, so I taught some younger students in Bible school, Lancome principles and expository exegetical biblical preaching. And then Mark invited me to help him facilitating seminars in Macedonia. So a few of us from Bosnia, we went to Croatia. We experienced Lancome preaching seminars. It transformed our preaching. We invited Lancome to Bosnia. Then when we had Lancome preaching seminars in Bosnia, we invited few Macedonians to come and to see. When they saw, they invited Lancome to Macedonia. Lancome is spreading to region through former Yugoslavia. Last year, we restarted Lancome seminars in Croatia. In Zagreb, capital of Croatia, we had 50 participants, pastors and preachers on level one. And few of them were from the southern part of Croatia, from Dalmatia. And after a few weeks, they contacted me and they said, hey, that was really great. We really need that in Dalmatia. Can you come in February and do a seminar there? So then in February, we had 30 people in Dalmatia. Right now, at this moment, 80 pastors and preachers are going through Lancome seminar in Croatia. Since we started last year, three preachers clubs are formed. One in the northeast of the country, one in the northwest, one in the south, where preachers monthly are coming together and polishing and brushing their preaching skills, learning from each other, and God is using that for his glory. So, dear brothers and sisters, Lancome is brought transformation to the way how I'm preparing sermon, how I deliver sermon. It brought transformation to my preaching. Transformed sermons, transformed to be faithful to text, relevant to audience, clear in exposition, they are bringing transformation into the lives of the people and of church. Actually, not they, but God using preacher and the sermon. But it's not where it stops. Then transformed individuals in the churches, transformed churches are bringing transformation into the city and society. So I want to conclude and to thank you all very much for your partnership in the gospel, for your partnership with Lancome partnership. Not just preaching program, all three. This is all for God's glory, and as Jesus taught us to pray in Lord's Prayer, your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is on the heaven. That is what Lancome is trying to accomplish. Thank you for being part of that.